Saints, as usual, I have suggested take-home passages for you in the bulletin. So please look into the bulletin and read your take-home passage. I have placed one from the scriptures and take-home passages from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And they would be a blessing to you. I'll be very happy when we get to heaven to check on you what you read from today's readings. And like always, I suggest that you share your take home with family, you share with friends, and if you have enemies, you can share with them as well. Do you remember this song that is sung in church many times?
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Do you? I don't see heads nodding.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
You remember it? Okay. You can sing with me.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Once again, church.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Give Jesus a hand, please, church. You all know how to sing very well. I think you're just hiding. Now, those words are taken from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The last verse that we read from today's first reading. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength, says the word of God. A few years ago, one of my friends in Nebraska told me that she had two abortions in her life. After her abortions, she began to run from the church and from the sacraments, particularly the sacrament of confession or reconciliation. She began to run. And she said to me that the more she ran from God, the church, and the sacraments, the more she felt an absence of joy in her heart. So, after running for many years, as she thought she was doing, from God, from the church, from the sacraments, she said to herself, I'll try confession and see what happens. So she went back to confession and tried it the first time in many years. And she said, after hearing that God had forgiven her of all her sins, including her two abortions, she began to experience joy in her life and joy in her heart to know that God had forgiven her. It was great joy. Here too, we can say that the joy of the Lord
in the sacraments is my strength.
Let those who have ears hear what God is saying to them.
This past week, I went to celebrate Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic School in Dodge City, Kansas.
And this time, I gave a quiz to the students of the school. I said to them, "Tell me who among you have shared one Bible verse with your moms and dads at home, because Father Matthias have been giving you one Bible verse every week."
One of the girls stood up and she said, "Yes, I have done so."
She said, "I shared with my mom and dad Luke 11:41. I won't tell you what Luke 11:41 is. You can find out. But this girl had shared the word of God at home with her mom and dad and with her family.
What this girl did brought added joy to my life,
that she was able to share one verse of God's word with her mom and dad, brought me
more joy. What she did, that she was able to share one verse of the Bible with her parents, brought me more freedom.
What she did, that she was able to share Luke 11:41 with her mom and dad and with her family, brought me better eyesight. What she did, that she was able to share one verse of the scripture with her parents, gave me more favor that comes from God Himself.
Like this little girl in Sacred Heart Catholic School in Dodge City, may we share Jesus, the Word of God, with our family members, with our friends, with our co-workers, even with our enemies. May we share the Word of God at recreation parks, at restaurants, at the factory, at the shopping mall, at the hospital, in nursing homes, in prisons, at street corners, at gossip places, in our bedrooms, in our sitting rooms, at our conversations, when we send text messages, when we do the dishes, when we take out the trash, and so on. May we be instruments through whom Jesus brings glad tidings to the poor, liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and joy to the gloomy of heart.
Let those who have ears hear what God is saying to them.
Brother Jesus, open our hearts to put into practice the word you have spoken to us today. Make us worthy to offer you to the Father and to receive your body and blood from this altar of sacrifice. Fill us with joy and make us eager messengers of your gospel to the whole world. Amen.